China says it firmly opposes and strongly condemns the transiting of a U.S. warship in the Taiwan Straits and trespassing into China's territorial waters. The guided missile destroyer USS Curtis Wilbur was sailing in the Straits on Tuesday and illegally trespassed into China's territorial waters around the Xishan Islands on Thursday without authorization from the Chinese government. Chinese Defense Ministry spokesperson Tan Kefei says the People's Liberation Army of China organized maritime and aerial forces to track and monitor the U.S. warship and warned it away. The spokesperson says China urges the U.S. to stop its provocations and honor its commitment to the One China Principle and the three China-U.S. joint communiques. He adds the United States should do more to benefit regional peace and stability and not cause obstacles or troubles for China-U.S. relations and the militaries of both countries. China says it welcomes the participation of all countries in the newly launched Initiative on Partnership for Africa's Development. The initiative was jointly launched by China and African countries on Wednesday during a UN Security Council high-level meeting on peace and security in Africa. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the initiative will support post-pandemic reconstruction, development, and revitalization efforts in Africa. An official in the ministry called on the international community to increase its support for anti-pandemic measures, debt relief, climate change, and other efforts that will ensure Africa's development. The European Union and the United States are in talks to settle their long-standing dispute on aircraft subsidies. European Commission Vice President Valdis Dombrovskis says they're working on settling the dispute by July 11th. He says the timeline was agreed upon during discussions with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai via video conference. In 2004, the U.S. accused France, Spain, and Germany of providing illegal subsidies and grants to support the production of Airbus products. The World Trade Organization allowed Washington in 2019 to take countermeasures against European exports worth $7.5 billion. Both sides agreed in March to suspend tariffs imposed on imports in the 16-year-old dispute until July 11th to try and find a solution. Singapore has confirmed the cancellation of this year's Shangri-La Dialogue, or the Asia Security Summit, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The country's defense ministry said the decision was made by the International Institute for Strategic Studies after close consultation with the Singapore government. Foreign ministers of the 8-member Arctic Council have adopted their first 10-year strategic plan for the region to mark the Council's 25th anniversary. The Council says the plan reflects the shared values of the Arctic states and the permanent participants to advance sustainable development and good governance in the Arctic. Meanwhile, the foreign ministers have also signed a declaration to restore the position of climate change concerns in the agenda of the Council. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach will visit Japan from July 12th, ahead of the start of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games. Plans for Bach to visit Japan in May were postponed because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other areas because of COVID-19. IOC senior official John Coates will also be visiting Japan from June 15th to finalize Olympic preparations on site. The IOC kicked off a 3-day meeting with the Tokyo organizers on Wednesday, and Bach reiterated his commitment to hold the Games this summer. However, the global sporting event faces mounting opposition from the Japanese public over fears it could trigger coronavirus outbreaks and burden medical services amid a slow vaccine rollout.